Okay. Today's daf is Mem Ches. We are like the last three words, I think, on Mem Zion, sorry. We're in the last three words on Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're in today's daf, Schus Refuah Shleima for Elazar Elimelech Ben Rivka. Okay. So we are in the sugya discussing Hoim. We started the sugya because there was Machlokes, whether if one bakes on Yontov for Chol, if one bakes on Yontov for Chol, Rav Chisda said that you get Malkus, and Rabbi said you don't get Malkus. Rav Chisda said you get Malkus because we don't say this concept of Hoil, and the reason why you can, right, we don't say Hoil or Mikle Le Orchin, and Rabbi says you don't get Malkus because we say Hoil. So now the question that went afterwards, okay, according to you, if you don't say Hoil, how do you cook from Yontov to Shabbos? So Rav Chisda said you have the concept of Erev Tavshilin, because he says Midoraisa Tzarchei Shabbos Nasi B'Yontov. So the question was, what if you cook from Yontov to Shabbos, is it a permit because of the concept of Hoil, or is it a permit because Midoraisa Tzarchei Shabbos Nasi B'Yontov? The question is, Tzarchei Shabbos Nasi B'Yontov, is that because we say Kedusha Achas, or for other reasons, but there's a lot of getting deal with it more, I guess, in the Maseches Beitzah. So now we're asking questions. In the middle of asking, Rabbi is going to ask a question from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, right, Rabbi said the concept of Hoil. Rav Chisda didn't say Hoil, he said that Midoraisa, it's mutter to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. So Esrei, the last three lines on the page. So Esrei, we have a Mishnah Menachos on Daf Kuch that says, Lechem Apanim. Again, the Lechem Apanim is the showbread. The showbread was cooked on Erev Shabbos, but then switched out with the old week, the previous week's on Shabbos, and the previous weeks is then eaten. So Lechem Apanim, that is put onto the Shulchan on Shabbos and eaten at the following Shabbos. So Necha Letisha Lasara Ulechadasar Lo Pachas Lo Yoser. There's certain situations, it's either eaten on the ninth day after the bread is baked, on the tenth day after the bread is baked, or on the 11th day after the bread is baked. How does that work? Ketzer Kidarko. If it's a regular Shabbos, so Letisha, that it's on the ninth day. Why? Because Nefa be'erev Shabbos, it's baked on Friday. And Necha b'Shabbos, right? It's Nefa l'Shabbos l'Tisha, that it's baked in on the next Shabbos. So you go, it's baked on Friday, so you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. On the ninth day, it is eaten. Works out, right? That's my higher math, right? I can use it on one hand. So Necha l'Tisha, that's how it's written, that's on the ninth day. Now, Chal Yontov Lios be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Yontov falls out on a Friday, so you push it back one day. So then you're not allowed to bake on Yontov for Shabbos. Apparently over here, you're not allowed to do something that's not Tzorich. Not allowed to bake on for something that's not Tzorich Yontov. So we push it up one day, and therefore we do it on we bake it on Thursday. So eating it on the following Shabbos would be the 10th day. And then Nechal Shabbos Lasara. Now Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. If it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it has to be split in Rosh Hashanah. There's no other time it would be 2 days of Yontif. But in Eretz Yisrael, you still can have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like you have today, this year. So then, that's because the witnesses came in Mincha Umala. So then Nechal Shabbos Lachadasar. So then you have to bake it on Wednesday, and that becomes because Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. You have to bake it on Wednesday, and Nechal Shabbos Lachadasar. And then you eat it on the following Shabbos, which is on the 11th day post baking. Lefi she eino doche lo Shabbos lo siyantif, because the baking of the lechem upon him is not doche neither Shabbos nor is it doche yantif. Therefore, you can't bake it on yantif, and you cannot bake it on Shabbos. You have to put it earlier. So the Gemara asks. The Gemara then asks. So the iyam mart. Actually, Rabbi's asking. Now the iyam mart tzorchen Shabbos nas to be yantif. Now, if you say that the needs of Shabbos can be done on Yontif, so amai lo doche Yontif. So what's the problem? Bake the lechem upon him on Yontif for Shabbos. Bake it for Shabbos. Well, there's a bit of a difference over here that Mars will get to. Which Shabbos are you baking it for?
Right.
You're baking it for the following Shabbos. So maybe baking it for the following Shabbos, because you're baking it Thursday, you're not eating it tomorrow on Shabbos, you're eating it in a week. So maybe you don't say Hoil goes that far. That's what the Gemara is. What? In the following Shabbos. So maybe we don't say Yontov can prepare for the following Shabbos. You don't prepare for the Shabbos that's next to it. Okay. So, but interesting Rashi. Rashi, before we get to the answer. So Rashi says Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Right. So that's Cholu B'Chamishi V'Shishi. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday and Friday. Kigon, how does that happen? It hasn't happened then at the times of the Beis HaMikdash where they were Mekadosh al-Piyariyah. Kigon, Shabbo, Eidim, and Amin Cholamala. The Edom came after Mincha. The Tanan, if that was the case, Nogin Osa Yom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh, they would, so that day, Thursday, they would assume the Edom were coming, so they would keep it as Rosh Hashanah, and they would, then the Edom did come, they would keep the following day as Rosh Hashanah. So then, Ne'efeb Revi, it's baked on Wednesday, because we assume that tomorrow is going to be, Edom are going to come, because we know it's 30 days since we started Hed Rosh Hashanah El, and we wait. And if they came in the, so that day is holy. So you have a little bleed in a moment. That day is holy, and the next day is holy. All right. V'necha b'shabbos sh'niyah l'achasar. The next day, the second Shabbos was 11 days. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's do the count then. If Rosh Hashanah, it turns out being Thursday, Friday, so Shabbos is Gimel. The following Shabbos is Yud, which is Yom Kippur. So how they eaten on the following Shabbos? Following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Doesn't work. You don't eat it on Shabbos. He says, Nephalim. He says, the Mishnah says it, the Mishnah says, it's on Thursday, Friday, so it's eaten on the following Shabbos. Well, no, it's not. It's Yom Kippur. It's not eaten. So he says, so Rashi says, Vahu Shabbos lav Yom Somu. No, that's not Yom Kippur. Why? Because in this situation, in the times of Beis HaMidrash, when the witnesses would come post Mincha, Hayu Osim Elam Ubar, Umonim Yom Sheni. So then the Thursday that they kept as a Yontif really becomes day 30 of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah starts. So Rosh Hashanah starts on Friday. Rosh Hashanah starts on Friday. Why?
Because on a 2-day you're comparing 2-day Rosh Chodesh. The first day is always the last.
Right, but it makes it different on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we do 2 days on Aleph and Beis.
Yeah. Correct. But here, the next day.
But the Mincha.
But
here they came in Mincha L'mal. They still came during that day. So that day should theoretically be Aleph. But we don't do that. We don't count it as Aleph. Because the Rina Shalom becomes Eidel Kaddish Bobiyom, Elim Kei Boim Kodim Mincha. Because we don't accept the witnesses at all. We just don't let them come in. So therefore, we don't get the testimony until the following day. But theoretically, if we would have accepted the witnesses that in that moment, it's still day. That would still have been the day. We don't accept them. We don't let them come in. And therefore, that day becomes Lamed. The following day becomes Aleph. So the following Shabbos is Tes. And Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur is on Sunday. It doesn't really happen. Yom Kippur is on Sunday. Right, so he says v'inami, or he says another answer instead of getting involved with the calendar. V'inami have tzom, no, inach anami. That Shabbos is Yom Kippur, right? Inami have yom tzom, but much achle le'orsta. You can eat it at night. Why? To have nechal yom v'layla. Because lechal upon him, you eat it like a carbon. They're either the day or the night, right? Ubekachim laila lechal zachayom, and in kachim the night goes after the day. Therefore, it's still considered the day. It's still considered the 11th day, right? Ushnei, right? And then Rashi adds. Says specifically 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the bisman lechem upon him, because during the times of lechem upon him, lo hayu shnei yom tovim shagoyos. There was no shnei yom tovim each 2 days yontif other than Rosh Hashanah. But what is that? What's the inference from Rashi? That only zman lechem upon him, there was no shnei yom tovim shagoyos. But if there was no lechem upon him, then there was shnei yom tovim in Yerushalayim. That's the inference. There are a lot of people ask on that. It's a difficult Rashi over here. It's a takana from Rabbi Yochanan who says that we don't accept the witnesses.
No. I'm saying on a regular basis.
Nowadays.
Then it was only
after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan. But even so, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Right, that's the whole to do of Yom HaRichter or not. We still, you know, have sometimes, some ways yes, some ways no. What does Yom HaRichter mean? But the deal that they make in Rashi is the Rashi is saying that the only possibility to have a 2-day yontif, you will never have a 2-day yontif other than Rosh Hashanah during Lechem Aponim times. Non Lechem Aponim times, then you would have a 2-day yontif other than Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't make sense because we don't define that in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim, they ever had 2-day yontif. Okay.
What does that mean? Lo hayu shnei yom tovim shagoyos.
You didn't have the concept of a two-day yontif,
but that only exists in Golos.
Right, but then why is Rashi saying that here?
Exactly the point. That time it did exist in the Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah, but we're talking about Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim there was never that.
That's the question I'm asking Rashi. That's the question I'm asking. Rashi says that the zman lechem upon him, we didn't have a 2-day yontif. Mashma, where there is no lechem upon him, we could have a 2-day yontif in Yerushalayim.
No.
That's the inference. That's the inference. So what's Rashi saying?
I know.
That's the question. Okay. Look it up. Homework. Give you homework. Okay.
Give me something to do on the plane then,
Amr Lehi. So Amale, so Rav Chisda answered back to Rabbah what we said before. You're right. You have a problem. You tell me, if you say that Tzorchei Shabbos are not Nasa Yontif, why can't we cook it on, bake the bread on Yontif, and then you'll have it for the Shabbos? So he says, no, because Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rechoka Lo Hitiru. The problem is, again, is that Rav Chisda says that really you're not allowed. Rav Chisda says to Rabbah, really the Isser to cooking from Shabbos to Yontif is only Din Rabbanan. You're allowed to cook from Shabbos to Yontif. You're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, from Yontif to Shabbos. So if it's only the Rabbanan, so why don't we permit it over here in the Beis HaMikdash? So allow it to bake. He says because it's only Shvus Karova, only if we say there's no Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only if it's a near Shvus, but a Shvus for Choka for the following Shabbos, that we no Hitiru. That we don't say. Rashi says Shvus for Choka Lidcho Shvus Yontov Zeh B'Shvil Shabbos Shniya Lo Hitiru Mikdash. That's not Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second, Ulam Shimon Gamliel, but there's a Shita in that following Mishnah. Of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amr Mishum, Rav Shimon ben Askan, who said the name of Rav Shimon ben Askan, which I guess is son of Rav Chanina, right? Chanina was Askan, so Rav Shimon is ben Askan, that he says, Dochis a Yontif. No, if Yontif falls down on Erev Shabbos, you bake the bread on Yontif, right? Because there's Ochel Nefesh over here, right? Because even if you're not eating it this Yontif, you're eating it for Shabbos. And Shabbos and Yontif are considered one, so you could bake. So even though they made a gezeira, you're not supposed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, nevertheless, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make the gezeira even for the following Shabbos. So he says, what is he supposed to say? So he says, he says that docha es hayontif, in eno docha es yom som, but if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, then you wouldn't bake, because baking does not, because Yom Kippur itself has an iser melacha, right? Yom Kippur itself is also be deraisa to this melacha. There's no petter of ochal nefesh there. So Michael and Meimar, because Michael and Meimar, that's the machlokas. That they only permitted a shvus for this week. They don't permit a shvus for the following Shabbos. Umar, right? Rishon Ben Askan says shvus rechoka nami hitiru. They even permitted a shvus rechoka, even though the shvus is for the following Shabbos. Even though the baking is for the following Shabbos, you have no problem because you go to the Raisa. The Raisa is Tzorchei Shabbos, not Tzorchei Shabbos, not Tzorchei Yontif. Okay. Now Rav Mari is going to ask a question on Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda said that in the Torah, you can do Malach on Yontif for eating food on Shabbos. So Masi, Rav Mari, same similar question. Shtei Halechem, the Shtei Halechem that are brought on Shavuos, Ein on Ne'echalos, Lo Pochos Mishnayim, they're never eaten less than 2 days post-breaking, V'lo Yosher HaShlosha, or more than 3 days post-breaking. Right, Ketzad, how does that work? In a regular situation, Ne'efos Erev Yontif, they are baked on Erev Yontif, V'Ne'echalos Yontov, right, and they're eating on the Yontif, Lishnayim. They're baked the day before Yontif, and they eat the following day on Yontif, which is the second day after they are baked. Right, but Chal Yontif Liyos Achas Shabbos, but Shavuos falls out on Sunday, so then we push forward, right, we pull forward the baking of baking to Erev Shabbos, which is Friday, and now Chal Yontif Lishlosha, and they're baked, and they're eating on the third day post baking, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Right, the fee why She'ener Docha Liyos Shabbos Liyos Yontif, because the baking of the Shtei Lechem is not Docha Shabbos and Yontif. Now, but Iyamarta, and if you said Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, that you can do the Shabbos needs on Yontif, so Hashda, what's the way? I don't understand. The Shabbos V'Yontif Shari, the Yontif Yontif Yiboyi. So you can let it bake on Yontif for Shabbos. So why can't you just make on Yontif for Yontif itself? So bake the Lechem upon him on Yontif. You don't have to bake it earlier. Bake it on Yontif. Be fresher, I guess. So the Gemara says, right, Rashi says, B'Yontif Yiboyi. Right, inami lo chazal hashta chazal lebovayo. Umi gari mitzorchei Shabbos. Why is it any worse than Tzorchei Shabbos? Shalmachar the chol hayom lo chazilei dasar klad. On Shabbos you can bake on Yontif Shabbos, even though you ate a whole day and you're full. Right, elalav shmamina must be from here that ein mutter biyontif minatora el davar haroy lo osho hasha. You're not allowed to eat what you can eat now, which was the concept of hovil. You have to have hovil. The Tzorchei Shabbos tamayim mishum hol the orchim. Right, because you have hovil, that's why you could bake on Yontif for Shabbos. Right, ubahani lekli meim hovil, but when it comes to the lechem, the shtei lechem, there's no concept of hovil. Tahi shayt lo chazi, because they're not royal to eat now. Actually, yishkatu kvasim alei v'yizrok domim. You can't bake them now and say the concept of hovil, because you can't say hovil, because you can't eat it until tomorrow when you shech the karbon. The kaved nabi efshel mivim me'etmol, and since you can do it from the day before, lo dochli yontif midol chazda. You can't be dochli yontif. You see, it must be that tzorchei yontif Shabbos are not done on yontif. So he says, no, shani hasim, it's different. Really, of shtei lechem is a very different thing, because really you could do ochel nefesh and bake on yontif for Shabbos, but the amakor over there by shtei lechem, it says, but it says by make doing malach on yontif, doing the ochel nefesh, it says ach asher yechel ochel nefesh ulevado yaseh lechem. You can only do preparations for you, lechem, for your own needs, below ligavoa, and not for gavoa. So therefore, what if it's not for gavoa? Therefore, and baking the bread, the shtei lechem, is for gavoa. So there's no heter. There's no heter to do that. You can only do things that you let that for yourself. There's no heter to do it on for the gavoa. Ul Rav Shimon Gamliel da Amr Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Askad.
Why do we think that? They shechted kavonos on Shabbos. They did everything else on Shabbos. We're not allowed to do that. We have a whole bunch of rules that we've learned that there's no shuas for migdash. You have right. Every sort of thing that goes on. Here, the only thing that's the opposite.
Well, if you what do you mean? If you say
here you can't break all of a sudden.
Right.
I mean, that's what a lot of doing in basic migdash.
But here you can't bake the bread because it's not for you. There's certain when the Torah
for us.
When the Torah tells you, well, you eat it, we eat it. The Kohanim eat it.
Well, the Kohanim that we have.
They eat the shtei lechem.
I understand that. Why don't you make a comparison to all the rest of the
korbanos
that go on normal Shabbos?
What korbanos you make on normal Shabbos? On Shabbos, you only get to do korbanos for that day. You can't bring a shlomim.
But they do.
Because there's a limud. There's a gzeirus hakasu.
So here they're also doing malacha.
What?
Here they're also doing malacha.
But it says, right? But they're doing malacha of what? Of baking.
Yeah.
And so you're saying since that's the korban, the need for the day, you should be able to just do it on there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not a korban. It's just a lechem. It doesn't go into the mizbeach.
Okay. So you have menorah, you're not allowed to do a candles. They do candles. Everything you do in the base of Mikdash,
everything you do in the base,
it overrides what we do on a Shabbos.
You have to have a limud for each thing.
So you're going to make every single thing that we've done a limud for every particular one?
I think so.
Wow. You're cool.
I think so, but you can't.
Every malachi you do on Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, and this is the only one we'll have the problem that you can't bake on it.
You can't bake on it, right? Because you're not bringing it as a korban. Not an avoda. Not an avoda. But it's not.
It's not baked for that day anyway.
He's talking about the shtei lechem. He's talking about the shtei lechem.
Not baked on the shtei lechem.
Right. All right, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar Rishim Ben Askan, Doches Yantif, that baking the Shnei Lechem is Doche Yantif, Ma'ik Lememar, he says, like Mati, it is Doche. So he says, so what does he do with the word Lachem? So, Savalok, Abashul, Amar Lachem, Lachem, Lo Narchim. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh, you can only bake for yourself, you can't bake for Nachar. Okay, now the other way around. Rav Chizda is going to ask on Rabba, who holds to the concept of Hoel. So, Sholach, Rav Chizda, Rabba, Biyad Rav Acha, Bar Rav Huna, Mi Amrin Hoel. Do we really see Hoel? The Hod Tanan, the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah at the end of Maseches Makos. Yesh, there's a possibility of Choresh Telem Echad, where somebody will be plowing one row in the field, the Chayovim Aleim Yishum Shmon Alavim, and we'll get 8 sets of Makos. How does that work? Ha Choresh Vishor B'chamor. So he's being Choresh Shor B'chamor. So number one is over Lo Sachro Shor B'chamor Yachtov. Number two, Behei Mukdashim. And both of them are Mukdash. Meaning the shor is Kachim is Beach, and therefore you're violating Lo Savod, B'chor Shorecha. You're not allowed to work the Kachim is Beach, but the Chamor can't be Kachim is Beach. So, but that is Kachim Beth Gabayas, and then you have a problem with Me'ilah. That's three. And it's Kalai Mekerim. During the what you're being Choresh is between vines and seeds, and therefore you get a problem, you get a lab of Lo Sizra Chamracha Kilayim. That's number four. And Ushvius, it's on Shemitah, that's number five. Biyantav, number six. Kohen v'nazir aveis hatumah. And he's a Kohen, he's a Nazir, and they're doing it, and he's doing it in the cemetery. So he violates nefesh lo yitamah for a Kohen, and he violates kol yomei nazir l'Hashem on nefesh meis lo yavo for the Nazir. Eight lavim.
He wins the
Aver game, right? Eight lavim. So what's the question? The Amrinan Hoyel, and if you say the concept of Hoyel, you say since, that maybe during the rest of Yontif something can come about, and one of the malachas that I just did would be used for Yontif purposes, I don't have the violation. Yirim Hoyel, Acharisha lo l'chayev. Why you chayev on Acharisha? What do you mean, why not? Hoyel, possibility exists, because of the Kisei Dam Zippur. Maybe you'll be shechting a lot of birds on Yontif, and you'll need the dirt. You need the dirt to do the mitzvah of Kisei Dam. Right? Rashi says, right? dam tzipor, hoil ve'im is dominant tziporim v'chayas tuva. You have to have a lot, because if you have a little, you can probably just grab some dirt. But you have a lot of birds. So therefore, that the charisha can be done beheter. Why? Because we'll have the, it's the asay dochelos asay. Right, the asay of kisei adam will doche the lav of charisha. Let's say, for example, I did shecht, and I don't have dirt. So I can be choresh, I can plow the field to get the dirt. The asay of the kisei adam is doche the los asay of the charisha. It gets into the major issues of asay doche los asay.
Plowing though with an animal.
Okay, so I'm plowing for the purposes.
This is not for the purpose of kishyadam.
But hoil that maybe I wouldn't have. That's a kind of hoil. Hoil is since.
Sin hoil is in case somebody will come, then I'm going to cook now in case somebody comes.
Not in case. You know, since somebody
since
can
somebody
come.
Somebody might come. Okay. Here, he's not thinking about somebody else coming.
But since the possibility exists, that one lav shouldn't count as malchus because he has a possibility of hoil.
What's the hoil?
Maybe he'll need, because maybe he'll need.
That's not the purpose he's doing. That's not the purpose.
It doesn't matter.
So what?
It's never the purpose. That's
it's never the purpose.
Yeah.
I'm cooking now.
No,
I'm,
but the hoil is the purpose.
No, the hoil, the purpose is I'm cooking for Shabbos. But it's mutter because it's possible. No, it's possible that somebody will come.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's possible I'll shut birds and therefore I don't have a problem with Harisha. That's when you hold the hoil. He's extending it. So Amar Papa, so the answers are better. So Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, but Avanim Mikur Zalos. He's being choresh with these rocks that you can use for planting purposes, but it won't be used for kisu edam, and therefore you don't have the concept of hoil. So Gemara says, wait a second, Ruos Lakoshan. Well, then you can grind up those rocks, and then it would be good for kisu edam, and therefore the charisha would be mutter mitam hoil. So he says, "Ktisha v'yantav mishari." Well, can you grind up the rocks on yantav? That's melacha tochei. You can't do that on yantav. So he says, "No, ru'uyas lekotcha la'achayad." Well, you can grind them up la'achayad. So it's only the rabbanon. So he says, "Wait a second." So then I'm dealing with the case of betzunma. I'm dealing with actual rocks, which is that's not clumps, but it's actual rocks that you really can't grind, and therefore you can't do kisur adam, and therefore you're not putter from hoel, because even if you did shech a lot of birds, this is not the type of thing that you could use for kisur adam. So he says, no, it's so he says, but sunma, it's only these rocks. With sunma bajri, the whole purpose of charisha is to plant. Can you plant where you have sunma on a rocky hill? You can't plant. So he says, no, it's sunma milamal, it's rocky on top. We offer tichoach milamata, and it's soft dirt underneath it, and therefore you would be chayvishim zarei, and therefore you would have the charisha would work, but since the top is only rocks. Yet there's nothing that you can get out that's usable for Yisr Adam, and therefore you don't have the heter of hoil. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So, betepok le mishum afar tipuach. So he says, the answer is, va'afar tichoach milmata. So the Gemara says, betepok le, even if you're chorish, you can still say hoil, mishum afar tichoach, because it may be you can use it. You can use this afar tiku afterwards. I guess when you grind it up, you get the dirt. You get the dirt, and use that for the kisur adam. So he says, "Oh no, elamar ravashi bitina." You're dealing with tina. Tina is some sort of muddy substance, I guess. So he says, "Bitina bar zariu." Well, can you be zareya in tina? Why is he being chorish here if it's bitina? He says, "Yeah, bim masunta." It's sort of this moist mud, and I guess it can be used. Whatever the thing is, whatever you come up with, it can be used for zariya, and that's why you're plowing it. But it can't be used for kisur adam. So you have to make the sukimta, because otherwise, you're right, otherwise you wouldn't be chaya for the charisha, because you have the concept of hoil, that maybe you'll shech a lot of animals or birds, and have the concept of kisur adam. And therefore the asay is doche the los asay, which is a bit of an issue, because we only say asay doche los asay, we only say asay doche los asay if it's like at the same time. Like you can wear plyim and shitzes. But here, so you're doing the charisha now, and you're doing the kisur adam later. That's question number one. Question number two is most hold that on Yontif there's an assay and a lav. So, and we don't say Asdochalos assay and a lav and an assay. That there's a lav, that there's an assay, that there's Gemara in Shabbos that says that and the Gemara in Shabbos says that the assay is not Dochalos assay and assay. And the Tosas and Rishon Mass that here we also have an assay on Yontif. So how is it doche dose los asay and the asay? So some say ain achanami. It's not doche the asay and the los asay. It's just doche the los asay, and if you don't get malchus, we still violate the asay. But others say, no, once you have a los ase and ase together, then the ase is not dofit, because that means the los ase is now risen to a higher status. So according to that, how you dofit, that has to be dealt with. Homer, Marcia, get yourself. How long is your flight?
Not long.
Not long?
No.
So I live an hour flight?
Ten, 11
hours. Oh, yeah, plenty of work now.
Sure.
Okay.
I got two things to look up. Yeah. Considering a lot as far.
Okay, so that answered that question. Now, Abaye is going to ask another question on Rabba. Okay, Rabba holds the concept of Hoel. So we can have this other list of Averos, and we say, well, why are you getting Malchus on this Avera? You have Hoel. So Esei Abaye to Rabba. Following Bryce, so it says, Hamivashal Gid HaNasha. Okay, someone is now cooking the Gid HaNasha B'Cholav, in milk, on Yontov, and he eats. Right, so Loke Chamesh, he gets five sets of Malchus. What are they? He's Loke Mishum Mevashal Gid B'Yontov. Number one, he's cooking on Yontov. You're allowed to cook on Yontov, you're allowed to cook on Yontov for Ochel Nefesh. This is an Ochel Nefesh. Problem here is that we have the concept of Mitoch. Going to Beis Hillel, we say Mitoch Shutul Tzorech Chutu Naim L'Shvod Tzorech. So this, apparently, is going according to Beis Shammai, Tosos points out. Right, Tosos points out, and he says, Tosos in the Loke Mishum we'll see in a minute. That's for cooking. And he's cooking. Well, that's not the issue of mitoch, because that's a sorry, it's on the havara. There's no problem with mitoch because it's mitoch shutul tzorach hutnam lo tzorach. But here it was completely lo tzorach. So there was nothing here in this malacha. If you do another cooking, it'd be another malacha. So it's not here. The question's on the later part of the mishnah. Did you get malchus for cooking? The lo kamishim ochel gid anasha, and you're getting malchus because you ate the gid. The lo kamishim vashal vasa becholav. And you also you cooking milk and meat together. Veloka mishum ochel basar b'chalav, and you lakos because you ate basar b'chalav. And here veloka mishum havar, and because you lit a fire. So there the problem is, wait, you lit a fire. So you can use this fire for other purposes. Keep the fire. The Tosa says maybe we're going according to Beis Shammai. It doesn't hold the concept of mitoch. The Gemara says though, but im amin hoyo, if we say the concept of hoyo. Havara lo lechayiv ho the chazli l'tzorcho. Why are you getting malchus on havara? Right, because hoyol you'll be used this fire to cook something else that's mutter. Right, but hoyol maybe guests will come and have to cook, and I'll use the fire to cook it. So if you say the concept, obviously you don't say the concept of hoyol, because if you say the concept of hoyol, you wouldn't get malchus on kindling the fire. So Amar Le, so Rabbi says to Rabbi, you're right. Apik havara, take out havara from this girsa. The fifth set of malchus is because the gid anash they ate is also nevela, so you're also eating nevela. The Gemara says, wait, that can't be. Batani, Rechia explained that this brisa, you get loki shtayim malachila, so the two malchus for eating, v'sholosh al bishulo, and three for bishul. So achilas gid anash is one, basar b'chalav is two, and the bishul is because you're kindling on yontif, you're cooking on yontif, and you're cooking milk and meat together. V'im isan, if you're saying that you're getting the malchus because of nevela, then shalosh al achilasim yivarele. It should be shtayim al achilas, so you should gain three for the eating and only two for the cooking process. So therefore, so ela apik havara, you're right. Take out havara. The ayel atze muksa. What you're doing over here is you're cooking with muksa trees that weren't prepared or set aside biba odyom, and therefore, since you're using these muksa on yontif, muksa is asr midoraisa according to this. Right, which is something that we don't typically say. In the muksa asumi deraisa, you can't have the concept of hoil because you're using muksa. Muksa is muksa. That's number three. So Gemara says, the muksa deraisa? Is muksa din deraisa? Right? Rashi says, vitmiya, how is muksa deraisa? Right? So he says, amale in? Yeah, muksa din deraisa. Diksiv, the pasuk says by the parshas of the man, the hayo bayom hashishi, the hechinu esashe yaviyu, this kavan over here is an Erev Shabbos, that you have to prepare everything you need on Shabbos and say this is for Sarah Shabbos. And here, with the tree, the branches were not mezuman for Shabbos, so there's a problem of hachana. The azharte, okay, so there's a lot. And where's going to get the malchus? The azharte mehacha, you know, asa kamalacha. That's where you get the, that's where the lot, the azhar is. So according to here, that muksa means the oraisa. Okay? So Amale, now he's asking, well, how are you telling me that muksa is the oraisa? How do you say that muksa is the oraisa? Amale, baha atkuda amart. We're going to quote a brisa where you claim that muksa is not the araisa. Well, at who the amart ba'i minei Rami Rechizda, right? I asked Rav Chizda, but Amri lo ba'i minei Rav Huna. Some say it was asked of Rav Huna. Hevi se me'afar u'shchato tamid b'yontiv maho. Let's say I brought a goat or a sheep from the grazing lands, meaning it wasn't set aside on Yontif. It's a muksa animal, for, and I shechted it for the karban tamin on Yontif. Mahu, what is the din? The at amar lan, and you said to me, Allah, go look it out from the following brisa. But the brisa says, the brisa is going to gorish the following pasuk. It says, v'seh achas, the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'seh achas menetzor min masayim min mashke Yisrael. So you learn from there that seh, that the seh that comes from bringing the karbonos, that seh is, has to be something that's either, it has to be something, right, it says seh below b'chor. Seh means, mashmos, it can be a zachor and a keva. Not a b'chor, which can only bring a zachar. And then it says achas, meaning achas, that it can bring achas, and not meiser. It has to be something that can stand by itself, as opposed to a meiser animal, which is always comes out from a group. It has to be a seh that was able to stand individually. It says achas. Achas is singular. It's saying, right, exactly. It says achas. It has to be something that's singular and not meiser, which not coming that came out of a group. Okay. Min hatzon. Min hatzon is a lashon of a miyut. It has to come from the tzon. Velo hapalgas, and not the palgas, which is something that's in between. Right. It's not a keves. It hasn't been an aisle yet. It's in the midst of its transformation from a kid into the actual full fledged animal. Right. Min hamasayim, from one of the 200. And this goes on to the nesachim. This goes on to the wine libations. Right. And the nesachim mimoser shteimos shenishtayiru babur. It comes out that you could take something nesachim from something that's one of 200, meaning mikan la'orla shabatayim matayim. But you can take nesachim from orla as long as it was nisbatel one in 200. And then it says mimashke yisrael min hamutal yisrael. You can take the nesachim from something that's mutal yisrael mikan amru imavin nesachim in a tevel. You can't bring nesachim from tevel because it's not mutter for yisrael. That's what we learn out. So then the brisa continues. Yochel lo yavim min hamuksa. Maybe I shouldn't bring min hamuksa, anything that's muksa. So amart. So you say no. Ma tevel meyuchad she iser gufo garim lo. Av kol she iser gufo garim lo. Yotz muksa she ein iser gufo garim lo eli iser davar acher garim lo. No, you can't learn it. You said that you can't bring anything that's usher for the Yisrael. Therefore, I can't bring muksa. So there's a difference between muksa and tevel. Tevel has a psul neguf. In itself is usher to the Yisrael. Muksa is not usher to Yisrael. There's an outside influence that doesn't allow you to bring it. Meaning, you're allowed to bring muksa. Well, if muksa is the raisa, why would you be allowed to bring it? The amar muksa the raisa, mali isa guf or mali isa davaracher. What would be the difference between isa guf or isa davaracher? It's usher is usher is usher. Only if it's the rabbanon, you can start making these chilukim. But if it's the raisa, it's a much stronger iser. How can you bring it? Ba'od, and number two, I ask you again on you, Rabbah. So therefore, you can't tell me that we're dealing with, you're trying to figure out the fifth lav. We said the fifth lav, right, the fifth lav cannot be havara because you say hovel. Now you're saying the fifth lav is because of muksa. Well, you don't hold that muksa is daraisa. And not only that, this whole brisa is even hard to you for you. Ba'od, atu da amar, yichiluk malachas b'shabas, yichiluk malachas b'shabas. This would be the yontif. That if you do multiple malachas on Shabbos, you get multiple sets of malachas. If you do multiple sets of malachas on Yontif, you only get one set of malachas. And here there were two malachas Yontif. There was Bishul, and there would have been, I guess, there would be Bishul and the Muksa. If you would have said it was Muksa, it was Deraisa, then there are two Yontif violations, but still, why are you getting two sets of malachas? Or you get one set of malachas. So Eli, you're right, Enochnami, take out Havara, because Havara has the whole problem. But Ayel Atzi Asherah. And what you're doing here is that you would be Mavasha, the Ginanafsha, with branches from the Asherah tree. The Azhara, and therefore that's a lav, and the Azhara is lo yibap yachem u'umi min acherim. You know, that's where the warning comes in to get Malkus. The Gemara says, right, so the Gemara says, so amalei Rav Acha b'reid d'rava l'havaye, v'nilkei nami mishum lo savi so evil be'secha. Well, there's another lav. If you're using Atzei Asherah, then there's another lav of bringing it into your house. So you should be six. The Rav Acha says five. He says, okay, you're right. Ela apik havara. Take out Havara, because then that gives me the whole problem. And what's the substitute malacha? Va'ayel atzei hektesh. What you're using is atzei hektesh, because you're not allowed to destroy atzei. You're not allowed to burn them derech hashchata, I guess. Right? What you used were the atzei hektesh. It says, yeah, using atzei hektesh, right? And you're not allowed to do that. And v'hazara is where is that? V'asherehen tisprum v'esh. You're allowed to destroy their things, right? The Torah says that there's a lav, that you're not allowed to destroy or burn things that are mukdash l'Hashem, right? You're supposed to be mukdash l'Hashem, you're not allowed now. So therefore you see that you look at two on the achila. What's the two on the achila? That's eating ginanasha and the basar b'chalav. And three lavakas because of the cooking. cooking basar b'chalav, cooking on yontif, and for cooking or burning the atzei hekdesh. And therefore, that does not become a raya against the content of hoel, because the hoel question was on the havara, and we took out havara. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Have a good chodesh. Again, today's dash will be zechus for Shlomo, for Elazar Elimelech, then Rivka.